And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of December 8th. This week in 1980, John Lennon was shot to death on a New York street on the way home from his recording session to go to the Dakota apartment. Mark David Chapman shot John Lennon this week in 1980. In 1982, Marty Robbins died of a heart attack. The Grateful Dead officially disbanded 4 months after the death of Jerry Garcia this week in 1995. Fabian visited Elvis Presley at Graceland Mansion in Memphis and lends Elvis his pants when the King ripped his while demonstrating karate to Fabian this week in 1960. John Denver guest on the Carpenters' very first Christmas special this week in 1976. In 92, Bill Wyman retired from the Rolling Stones. The TV special, Taking Care of Business, TCB, with the Supremes and the Temptations, aired this week in 1968. Speaking of the Supremes, the Meet the Supremes album was released this week, their first album, in 1963. Otis Redding and four members of the Bar K's died this week in a plane crash near Madison, Wisconsin, in 1967. In 1985, Chuck Negron was fired from Three Dog Night by Danny Hutton and Corey Wells. This week in 1953, Harry Belafonte premiered on Broadway in the musical Almanac. David Soul won a $70,000 judgment in a lawsuit against a London theater critic who criticized his stage performance without even seeing it. It happened this week in 2001. In 2002, Carlos Santana performed at the Nobel Peace Prize concert in Oslo, Norway. Aretha Franklin made her New York concert debut at the Village Vanguard in 1960. The first U.S. Genesis concert happened this week in Brandeis University near Boston, Massachusetts in 1972. Ringo Starr's The Magic Christian Movie premiered in London this week in 1970. Moving with Nancy TV special aired this week in 1967. In 57, Jerry Lee Lewis married his second cousin Myra before the divorce from his previous marriage was finalized. Mick Taylor left the Rolling Stones in 1974. Mick Jagger received a knighthood from Britain's Prince Charles at Buckingham Palace this week in 2003. A Portland, Oregon disc jockey was fired for playing Elvis Presley's White Christmas on the air. Happened this week in 1957. Filming began on the Lady Sings the Blues movie starring Diana Ross this week in 1971. The Beatles signed with manager Brian Epstein in 1961, although Brian never signed the contract. Chad and Jeremy appeared along with Catwoman and Don Ho on a special edition of Batman this week in 1966. The documentary film about T-Rex, Born to Boogie, that was directed by Ringo Starr and featured Elton John, premiered in London this week in 1972. A classic holiday TV special, A Charlie Brown Christmas, premiered this week in 1965. Judy Collins received a Champion Award from the American Society of Composers and Publishers for music in the service of vital causes dedicated to a better world this week in 2008. In the studio, Henry Mancini recorded Moon River in 1960. The Coasters cut Charlie Brown in 58. Bill Haley recorded See You Later, Alligator in 1955. Jimi Hendrix recorded Foxy Lady in 66. And in 1956, Perez Prado recorded Patricia. Birthdays. Jerry Butler is 80. Jim Morrison from The Doors, born in 43. Johnny Otis, born this week, 1921. Greg Allman, born in 48. Sammy Davis Jr., born in 1925. Donny Osmond, 62. George Baker is 75. Shirley Brickley from The Orlons, born 1944. Chad Stewart from Chad and Jeremy is 78. Susan Dave and the Partridge Family is 67, although she never actually sang on the recording sessions. She was just one of the actresses in the TV series. Brenda Lee is 75 this week. David Gates from Bread is 79. Jermaine Jackson, 65. J. Frank Wilson, born 1941. Perez Prado, born in also 1941. Willie May, Big Mama Thornton, the original Hound Dog recording artist, born in 1926. Connie Francis is 81. Dionne Warwick, 79. Frank Sinatra, born in 1915. Ted Nugent from the Amboy Dukes is 71. Patty Duke, born this week, 1946. Charlie Rich, born in 32. The late Spike Jones, born this week in 1911. And Lou Adler, one-time husband of Shelley Fabre, who produced Barry McGuire and the Mamas and Papas. He's having a birthday. He is 86. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of December 8th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.